Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the second part of our conversation with Perry Paces Director Mary Hillman. It's been announced that Perry Paces has received numerous grants to help in this coming summer school year. Can you just talk a little bit about what those grants are, you know, where they came from, and how that's really going to make an impact for what you guys provide there at Perry Paces?
Yes, a lot of people may think that the school district is supporting us 100%, and they do contribute to the program, but that's not the highest percentage. The highest percentage of funds that support my staff and any supplies that we do or programs that we do or field trips in the summer is through parent fees, which we have a sliding fee scale, which were incredibly reasonable if you really know the real cost of daycares, along with grants that I wrote. And that was really not a part of my original job, but I could see early on that was what we needed to do so we could keep our fees low, which is a sliding fee scale, so everybody does pay their fair share to support these families. We want them to make a good choice, and a lot of times people don't realize if they aren't going to a daycare setting or a childcare setting, I consider us a learning center, it's because they can't afford it, and so we try to make it very affordable for our families. The grants this year were money that we really needed to make up for not being open in April and May last year. We very graciously, the board paid our staff, but we had no income coming in, and then we really had about half the numbers I normally have in the summer last year. And that was due to people just being afraid, even with all the safety measures I took in place. So we've gotten really back on board this school year. I've really only got about 12 spots left for summer. We're just doing awesome. And so the grants have really made a difference. Tyson really stepped up to the plate. I work with the corporate office out of Arkansas, and they gave me 100% of what I asked for our summer program, which is $21,760. Thank you, Tyson. That money is going to help some families with scholarships. We're doing a backpack take-home program on Fridays for families of need, as well as paying for additional summer staff I need so that we can keep students socially distanced and safe. Also, United Way out of Central Iowa, out of Des Moines, has been a great partner as well, and they gave me $21,000. I don't know, magic number here, and 10-5 is for the month of June, and what is really important to me as director, then 10-5 comes in July, which is a new budget year. So that is also for our summer program. That will help fund field trips, along with staff and some scholarship money. They also gave me 200 literacy packets that we are giving to our students as well. And then local foundations have been super, super supportive for years with me. The Bach Foundation gave me a second grant this year for $8,000, again for summer. Again, very much needed. So we're just thrilled. St. Martin's Human Needs Grant supported us this year with a huge grant as well. Dallas County Hospital, they pick a charity. They gave me money. Fairview Church, Ladies Aid Group, did. I've had a number of private donors as well. Hopefully I'm not forgetting someone, because we've just been really blessed this year.
Now, how important is that community support to help you guys out, especially not just with this last year during the pandemic where it's been difficult on absolutely everyone in every organization, but for a community piece such as Perry Paces that offers that place for people to send their kids to learn in the summertime? You know, how important is that community support from those places, as you mentioned, such as Tyson and the Bach Foundation?
It's critical. The other thing not to take lightly is what I call in-kind donations. So such as the literacy packs that were given to us from United Way, that would be in-kind because that has a huge dollar value to it. Other great partners include Dallas County Forest Park and Museum with Pete Malberg. We've received for 21 years free programming from them, which has been excellent. Perry Public Library, Suzanne Kestel there, has done a library program with us for all the years, and we had to do so last summer, but it was great. And we did a reading time and a craft time, which the kids love. We're doing that again this summer, Zoom. But again, that's an in-kind type of thing. We've worked with the Perry Recreation Center. They've worked with us on a nice discounted price for our students to go over swimming 3 times a week. Clearly, we couldn't go last summer. Combination of COVID and their renovations, we're able to go back again this summer. But how we help them out also is we escort students back and forth for their swim lessons. Those are a tough time for working parents. We're also helping out the swim team this year as well, escorting them them back and forth. So, you know, there's just a lot of great give and take. The city of Perry itself has worked with me as well. And so to me, it just takes that total community of all of those type of things.
Now, what are the hopes for the summer programming this year? Landscape-wise, the pandemic looks a lot different than when you guys were trying to do your summer programming last year. I mean, it's a completely different. I mean, there's still cases, but people are getting vaccinated. The numbers are going down. So what are the hopes for what the program might look like this year?
Well, I think we're going to still be, I think, wise in terms of some safety measures. We will still keep the classes separated. And actually, that's worked out really well. It's kind of made it more calm. And also, age-appropriate grade levels. We'll still be eating our meals in the classrooms, so we're not having that huge congregation of students together. Actually, that's worked out better, too. We can really work on manners. It's not so loud. So, you know, some of these things that we've made changes, I think, are for the better. But we will be able to go on field trips, so that will be the same. And as a change with the governor, we will no longer have to wear a mask on a bus. And so we'll make sure that we do that. We do still have our students sitting all forwarded desks in the classroom. That can avoid some spread of germs. And honestly, we've had a lot less cases of regular strep throat, influenza, less colds this past year.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to, you know, what Perry Paces has gone through the last year, all the community support, or what people should look out for in the upcoming summer program?
I think just students, finally, I think what I'm so excited, I love the summer program. And a lot of people think, well, you want to work in the summer? And I'm like, absolutely. We have a blast. The kids have a blast. And so we will still do all those wonderful traditions that people have been used to. Because what is really cool for me is I am now raising children of children that we had in the program. I have staff that grew up in the program that are working for me. And so you see that generational, very positive thing of people doing great with their lives. And they're like, oh, you guys still have the carnival. Oh, you guys still have the water play day. Oh, you still have the talent show. Oh, that's right. You have the bike rodeo. You have the fire safety day. You have that patriotic parade. Oh, you have the culture fair. Yeah, we still have all those great things for our students. We still get to go swim at the rec 3 days a week if you want to. Absolutely. Do we do centers 3 days a week? Yes, we do. And then our field trips. So we'll be going to Swan Lake Education Center for a great program. The Ledges. We'll be going to Living History Farms. We'll be going to the zoo. We'll be having our track and field day at Coon Rapids Track because they'll be renovating the one in Perry. So they'll get to experience an old cinder track. And then they always like to come out to my farm as well. So to Mary's Farm and Garden. So I just think we're really looking forward to having a summer, a real summer with the kids, and they deserve it.
And that was our conversation with Perry Paces director Mary Hillman. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.